Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Sometimes I bring a song in and it doesn't sound like us, and then somehow within 6 hours of working on the arrangement and getting it, and all of a sudden, oh, there it is.
It took several years to find just the right formula, and now Magic Number Sound rests on a solid foundation of rock, pop, and family. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. In 2005, the Magic Numbers foursome was granted Next Big Thing status with their self-titled debut. And even though their sound recalled some classic acts like Love and Spoonful or the Beach Boys, they were clearly doing something new. So a recent challenge for the brother and sister pairs was to hold on to that Magic Numbers sound while keeping the band growing. But before hearing tunes from their latest record, Those the Brokes, FUV's Dennis Elsis asked the band about its roots.
So the two of you, Romeo and Sean, you were playing together for 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were in the same band together, playing in the same band. There was lots of people coming in and out of the band.
Yeah.
We always kind of stuck to our guns, and we always knew that was what we wanted to do. And then one day we just ran out of people to ask to play things.
As beautiful as it sounds.
And, you know, the and girls are there, so we thought, let's just ask them.
We did ask each other, though. Hey, man. You know.
Do you think we can ask our sisters to be in the band?
This was supposed to be
I don't
rock
think they ever actually asked.
No.
It just kind of happened.
Did both of the ladies get invited at the same time? I mean, there could be some sibling rivalry going on. He asked her sister and she asked...
you know what? They were asked at the same time. Yeah.
They were.
It's a clause in the family contract.
Take a chance with the woman who lets you. Take a chance with the woman who lets you. How you gonna feel when it's all found out? Chasing to the heart that was up and down. What you gonna do when she turns around? This is a never ever thought that you'd be missing now. But then you dance, dance, dance with the woman that lets you. How's it gonna feel until I catch you? How you gonna find what she had in mind? If you keep tearing out the pages of an alibi, it's a crying shame. Cross that you bear, it's a crying shame that the love you've made is a cross.
What are your musical influences? What creates that Magic Number sound?
I think the fact that we kind of listen to so many different types of music, but primarily it's kind of late 60s, early 70s records. That sort of dominates the record collection or stuff that we go back to all the time. But we're into a lot of country music, soul music, and pop music, and basically harmony groups, and just good songs, really. I think Burt Bacharach stuff, sort of Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, Neil Young, The Beach Boys, The Band, Lovin' Spoonful... In the 80s, like bands like The Smiths, we all bought Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. It had a big effect on us. It convinced us to be in a rock and roll band. And recent groups like The Flaming Lips. But what's great is that when we're on the bus and we're listening, you know, we've got the iPod and it's on shuffle and it's going around. It's like we're all looking for the same thing, I think. Something that moves you in a song, you know. It kind of makes you think or breaks your heart or... comforts you, and so that's why we listen to Dylan all the time.
I don't want to tell her, no, I don't want to tell her. I lie awake in the dark, lost in the beat of my heart. Maybe it's over, but over is not a word that you know. And I don't want to tell her, no, I don't want to tell her. I made a call in your name. Each time it feels this insane. Maybe it's over, but over is not a word that you know. Going along. So hurt me, baby, if you like. You're already gone.
This is a song, new live music from The Magic Numbers, recorded at WFUV. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura. Featuring the Acura TL with an available voice-activated navigation system with real-time traffic. Learn more at Acura.com.